The new pope's previous high-profile job as head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith made him a familiar figure for theologians, especially liberal theologians who were not in line with his traditional views. NPR religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
When Karl Wojtyła was elected pope in 1978, most of the world's first reaction was a question: who is this Polish theologian? But when Joseph Ratzinger emerged in his red robes, there were no such questions. Even non-Catholics, it seems, have an opinion about who this German theologian is and what he stands for. Indeed, his very fame and closeness to Pope John Paul II made some believe he was an unlikely winner.
I was surprised, but not disappointed.
Father David O'Connell is president of Catholic University of America. The new pope's closeness with Pope John Paul II, he says, gives Catholics a peek at the direction of the church.
He was the advisor of Pope John Paul, so there'll be some continuity, but I think it's going to be wrapped in an entirely different package. He's got a completely different personality. He has a different style.
Where John Paul was charismatic and fed off the crowds he so often mingled with, Joseph Ratzinger is known as a shy man who does not relish public appearances. And Richard Gilardi, who teaches Catholic studies at the University of Toledo, says that Ratzinger may also have a different focus. Rather than leaving a large footprint on geopolitics, as Pope John Paul did in helping bring down communism, Gilardi says the new pope is more likely to tend to internal church affairs. In choosing Ratzinger, he says, the cardinals were sending a signal to the secular world that John Paul's vision will continue. On Monday, for example, Ratzinger addressed the cardinals before they began the conclave. "We are moving toward a dictatorship of relativism," he said, "which does not recognize anything as for certain and which has as its highest goal one's own ego and one's own desires." Indeed, Gilardi sees import in the name Ratzinger selected. Saint Benedict, who lived 1,500 years ago and founded the Benedictine order, established monasteries to keep the Christian faith in a broken and fallen world.
I think in choosing the name of Benedict, this pope was saying that in Benedict he sees a kindred spirit. He is looking for a church that may need to be smaller in numbers, but more robust in its articulation of the Catholic identity, and recognize that it's often going to stand as a prophetic critic to a world that is also, in some ways, I think Cardinal Ratzinger would say, going to hell in a handbasket.
What many Americans know about the new pope is how he handled his previous job. As head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Ratzinger strictly enforced Catholic doctrine, and he reprimanded more than 20 liberal theologians during his 24-year tenure. Gilardi expects that to continue.
There will be an attempt to purge the church of theologians who, in his view, are Catholic in name only, but are not presenting the unadulterated Catholic faith. I think there will be continued pressure on bishops to clean house of clergy and dissident theologians.
Father O'Connell at Catholic University, who knows the new pope personally, believes Benedict XVI will preserve the truth of the church.
Cardinal Ratzinger was very much steeped in the tradition of the church, and as we look forward to his papacy, I think he's going to use that for the good of the church and for its future, to solidify what it is, what it teaches, and what it expects of others in the church.
Pope Benedict will be installed in a mass on Sunday. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.